Welcome back. You're listening to After the Hour, your community news show on CKUT 90.3 FM in Montreal. The time is 5:45, and you were just listening to a song by Kurt Vile, which was called Jesus Fever. Next up, we have the Montreal Media Co-op segment. Last Friday, Montreal police shot and killed Farshad Mohammadi, a 34-year-old mentally ill homeless man, after he attacked an officer with an X-Acto knife at the Bonaventure metro station. Right now, there is a vigil taking place at the metro station to bring attention to Farshadi's death and the history of police killings in Montreal. This is the second time in less than a year that the Montreal police have shot and killed a mentally ill homeless person. Journalist Tim McSorley is at the vigil. We have him on the line with us today, and Neil Rockwell from the Montreal Media Co-op joined us in studio to talk with him.
Hello, Tim. Are you there?
Yeah, I'm here. Hi, Neil.
Hi, how's it going? So would you like to give a bit of background on this event that took place on Friday, the killing of Farshad Mohammadi?
Yeah, definitely. Well, basically, just what was just said, Mohammadi was killed by a police officer on Friday. The details surrounding what happened are still kind of unclear because the investigation is ongoing. And the Sûreté de Québec, who've been charged with the investigation of the Montreal police officers who, shot Mohammadi, has said that they're not going to release any details of the investigation until it's complete, and we have no idea how long that's going to take. But basically, what we do know is that Mohammadi has lived in Montreal for several years. He's a refugee from Iran. He's a Kurdish refugee who was involved with rebels there and who have been struggling with issues of mental health and drug addiction in the past. From people who knew him, they say it's because of his involvement in the past trauma from being involved with the rebels in Iran and the political pressure and difficulties that brought about. So on Friday, the small details we have is that he was possibly sleeping in the metro when the police came up to a group of people who were sleeping there, asking them to leave. And then we don't know exactly what led to the incident where Mohammadi allegedly cut a police officer several times with an X-Acto knife. And then as he was leaving the metro, according to witnesses, very calmly, after having put the knife in his pocket, he refused police orders to stop and was shot. That's about as much as we know for now. There were two police officers involved, but there's a lot of questions, not just about what happened, but also that have come up about the fact, this was mentioned, this is the second homeless person in Montreal who has been shot and killed by Montreal police in the last 7 months. And so there's a lot of questions coming up about funding and financing for resources for homeless people, for training for police officers when it comes to intervening with homeless people in Montreal, and also just around the investigation. As I said, the Sûreté du Québec is investigating the Montreal police. There's a lot of questions around whether or not there is any level of independence when one police force is investigating another police force. So that kind of leads us to why there's a vigil here today at Bonaventure Metro. I'm standing outside the metro right now because there's no reception inside. But there's about 50 and 100, I couldn't get a head count, of 50 to 100 people who are in the metro right now holding signs denouncing police brutality in support and in memorial of Mohammadi, speaking with people walking through the metro at rush hour. And the reaction has been fairly positive. A lot of people have been taking the flyers, have been stopping to listen, and there seems to be a general concern and a general sympathy among people in the metro right now around this issue, and around the fact that we have a lot of unanswered questions about why another homeless person was killed by Montreal police.
For any of the people listening now, how long is this vigil going, if anyone wants to go down there, I suppose, how long is this vigil going to be going on for tonight?
They haven't said. It started at 5:30. I'm imagining that they want to take advantage of it being rush hours, so maybe until 6:30, but they haven't announced an ending time. I think it'll depend on energy and how many people are there. But I think if people come down now and hop on the metro now, I'm sure they'll be able to join the vigil and show their support. And I believe there will be other actions coming up as well.
Do you know of any of the other actions or when they might be, or is that just, not concrete yet?
That's just something I've heard mentioned in passing, but I don't know anything for now.
And is there, Stefan Christoph, another one of the organizers, was saying that there was going to be, there was some actions, sort of like poetry and various other things that had been planned for this event tonight?
Yeah, so there's actually quite a large artist presence. Just before I left the Metro to call into the station, Norman Narwaki, who's a well-known local musician and spoken word artist, has performed a piece called Metro People that he dedicated Yevren several years ago, but he's rededicated to Mohammadi. And it's basically about the issue that homeless people face in Montreal, in that there's a lack of resources for affordable housing, for frontline, for first-line crisis intervention, for mental health and substance abuse issues, that we need a lot more resources. And so at the end of the day, if people don't have that help and don't have those resources, a lot of them do end up sleeping in the Metro, which is exactly what it seems happened with Mohammadi.
And it seems, I was reading in the Gazette today that the homeless population of Montreal may now be as high as, a homeless and sort of transient population may be as high as 30,000 people now, which I found quite astounding, since I remember hearing some figures that New York City's homeless population was around 40,000. So I don't know if you know anything about that or if you can comment on that. But
all I know is that it's been several years since the last even attempt to count the number of homeless in Montreal, and that placed it at 20,000. And I believe that was somewhere in the either late 1990s or early 2000s. So I think we can assume that since then that number's probably increased, especially with the economic crisis of the last few years and budget cuts to hospital budgets, to homeless shelters. So I don't doubt that the number could be as high as 30,000 now.
It seems like in the past, the Montreal police obviously have a history of assassinating people and of brutality and shootings and so forth. But this this new issue of it seemingly attacking mentally ill homeless people, it seems like it's not really an isolated event anymore. Could you speak any more about what you think could be causing that?
Well, definitely there's been a history of street-involved people, of people either are homeless or spend the majority of the time in the street, being harassed and having run-ins with the police. And I don't know if we could say there's been an increase, but tragically the last two people that the Montreal police have killed have been homeless people who have been suffering with mental health issues. And possibly with substance abuse issues. So there's a lot of questions that come up around police training. The police and the city have said that they have faith in the training that police officers go through in how they work with homeless people. At the same time, though, the head of the Police Brotherhood, the police unit in Montreal, came out in the last few days and said that's not the role of police, not their training, to be the first line interveners, which is true. There needs to be resources for social workers, for social street workers to be able to do outreach and work with people on the street and help them with any health issues that they may have. But at the same time, it felt a little chilling to read those words from the head of the police union at this time, which seemed to be dismissing the role of police and the necessity to have strong training for police officers when it comes to this. Now, they have announced that they're launching a pilot program. It's not clear if it's already launched or if it'll be launching soon, where they're teaming up police officers who work outside and often work with homeless people, that teams them up with social workers who are trained more thoroughly in working with people who are homeless and in the issues they may be facing. So that's obviously a good sign, but clearly more needs to be done to ensure that especially in the case of Mohammadi, when a homeless person has a knife and it's clear that there was an altercation, that the police officer was assaulted, but from all the accounts we've heard, he was walking away and wasn't threatening anybody else in the Metro, and for him to then be shot and killed, there's a lot of questions that people have been bringing up about whether or not that was an excessive use of force, whether or not there's enough training for police and alternative methods of stopping a suspect, whether or not the reaction was proper. We'll have more answers, hopefully, at the end of an investigation. But as I said, there's so many concerns about the SQ doing this investigation themselves, about the lack of transparency, about the lack of independent oversight, that people are already fairly cynical that we may never really know what happened that day.
Well, I mean, this has sort of been another issue that I guess that's been in the news a little bit lately is just the idea of an independent review board for the police.
In December, the public security minister, Robert Dutille, tabled a law proposal that would actually implement a form of civilian oversight where there'd be a civilian oversight body, but at the same time, a police force would still be charged with the investigation. So, for example, in this case, the Sûreté du Québec would continue to lead the investigation, but a civilian body would be able to oversee their work, access all documents, report the crime scene, etc. But people have come out and squarely said that's not enough. The people who have been pushing for this law to come in place, victims' rights organizations, people who work with homeless people and who work on around issues around police abuse, have said it's clearly not enough and doesn't go as far as other provinces like Ontario and BC, where it's a purely civilian oversight body that's charged with doing the investigation, was charged with reviewing police actions, and aren't in any way linked to police. And it's there's definitely a strong feeling that until we have that here in Quebec, not just in Montreal, that we won't really have true investigations of police abuse in this province.
Okay, well, thank you very much. I think it's been very informative. I hope the vigil goes very well. Thanks a lot for being here with us, Tim.
Great. Thanks a lot.
Okay.